Have you ever asked yourself if the modern state of Israel still has a place in God's purposes today? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series with Reverend Don James, National Director of Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel, past, present, and future, and why it matters for Christians today. So let's get started. Here's Don.
Welcome to Israel Matters, a brief teaching on the place of Israel in the heart and purposes of God, not just in the past, but in the present and the future. My name is Reverend Don James, and I lead Bridges for Peace Canada from our office in Winnipeg. We are Christians standing with Israel. There we feed 24,000 needy Israelis every month, renovate the homes of the poor elderly, and help to bring Jews home from the four corners of the earth. Last session, I was addressing the question, is modern Israel the Israel of the Bible? We saw that the Holy Spirit, through the prophets, had much more in mind than simply the return from Babylon in 536 BC. God was promising to regather Jews from the four corners of the earth, and he is doing that right before our eyes. This summer, Bridges for Peace sponsored a plane load of Jews who had chosen to leave France and resettle in Israel. They could no longer bear the level of hatred and violence being perpetrated against Jews in that European country. To further dispel the idea of only Babylon, we see this in Jeremiah 30, verse 3. God says, "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will bring them back to the land that I gave to their fathers." Israel was divided under Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, into southern and northern kingdoms, Judah and Israel. It was Judah alone, the southern kingdom, that was exiled to Babylon. The 10 northern tribes of Israel had already been scattered by the Assyrians in 722 BC. They were the first to be exiled, and they are the last to be regathered. As I mentioned previously, the tribe of Dan is coming home from Ethiopia, and the tribe of Manasseh is coming home from northeast India. They are no longer lost. Something else that hinders believers from seeing modern Israel as the Israel of the Bible is the fact that many Israelis are not religious, almost none are Christian, 30,000 out of 8 million, and there is much ungodliness in Israel. Tel Aviv proudly advertises itself as the gay vacation capital of the world, and abortion is widespread. This is an important concern and a good question. The Israelites had been exiled because of their idolatry and unrighteousness. And in Deuteronomy 30, God says, "I will bring them back when they call to mind my laws, return to me, and obey my voice in all that I command." And yet, in Ezekiel and in Zechariah, we discover that God will not necessarily maintain this requirement. In Ezekiel 36, God clearly says that he's not bringing them home for their sake, because of their own merit, but for the sake of his holy name. His name is being profaned by their presence in the nations, and he wants to sanctify his name, to demonstrate that he is the true God, capable of keeping his promise of the land. Is righteousness therefore abandoned? By no means. Ezekiel also clearly prophesies that when Israel comes home to the mountains of Israel, God will sprinkle her with clean water, cleanse her from her uncleannesses, give her a new heart and a new spirit, and cause her to walk in his statutes and be careful to obey his rules. We'll save Zechariah for next time. In that wonderful prophet, we will see again what Ezekiel saw, that the one who made an unconditional covenant with Abraham in Genesis 15, a covenant he alone could keep, would go the second mile in mercy, in patience, and in perseverance with his people to bring them home physically and spiritually.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters with Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace. As we've heard today, God's purposes for Israel are far from complete, and they invite us to reflect on his faithfulness to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us again next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters in Scripture, in history, and for believers today.